A battle over vaccine requirements is now brewing in Chicago. The mayor, Lori Lightfoot, is at odds with the city's police department over the requirement that city workers show proof of vaccination or get tested regularly. Chicago's police department has until tomorrow to comply, or officers who haven't reported their status will be placed on unpaid leave. The head of Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police, however, is urging members not to comply. Here's President John Catanzara.
It's safe to say the city of Chicago will have a police force at 50% or less for this weekend coming up. That is not because of the FOP. That is 100% because of the mayor's unwillingness to budge from her hard line.
Well, let's talk about all of this with Patrick Smith of member station WBEZ. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
This fight comes days after the former Chicago Union president, Dean Angelo, died of COVID-19. Can you tell us more about why the union is opposed, given how safe and effective we know that vaccines are?
Yeah, that's a very good question. You know, I knew Dean and was very sad to hear of his passing. He obviously was retired, but COVID-19 is the leading cause of on-duty deaths for officers nationally. Here in Chicago, we've had more than 3,000 COVID cases within the police department. Four officers have died. So there's a lot of good reasons for officers to get vaccinated. The opposition from the union has really focused on what you hear from a lot of anti-vaxxers. They've talked a lot about privacy, medical privacy, personal choice, and have also said essentially that the city just doesn't have the right under collective bargaining to make this kind of requirement without bargaining with them. I should say, as you pointed out in the intro, this isn't even a full vaccine mandate. You know, the city is letting workers undergo testing if they haven't been vaccinated. But in order to know who has to be tested, they have to know everyone's vaccination status. And the FOP is opposed to officers even sharing with the city whether they've been vaccinated or not.
That is astounding, Patrick, that COVID is the leading cause of death for officers. City public safety workers, though, are barred from striking. So the union president says he'll sue the Lightfoot administration if she follows through with her mandate tomorrow. What's likely to happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, based on what everyone's position is, what the city's rules are, you know, the rule says if city employees don't comply with uploading their vaccine status, they will go into no pay status. So that means obviously they won't work. The union president, John Catanzara, you know, he told officers to hold the line and refuse to share their status. He told them, if you don't share your status, you should still show up to work and expect to be sent home by a supervisor. He told officers that then the union will file a class action lawsuit on behalf of officers who are unpaid to try to get that money back. You know, obviously the city says they believe that they're in a strong position to fight against any lawsuit like that. I haven't seen any lawsuits that have been resolved around this issue yet to give us any sort of sense of who would ultimately win out in a court battle over this.
How is Mayor Lightfoot responding?
She has essentially said, bring it on. Not just essentially, she literally said, bring it on about the threat of a lawsuit. She has said that she doesn't believe Catanzara is correct about 50% of the police force not working this weekend. But she said they do have contingency plans in place if that happens, although she didn't go into any details about what the city is going to do if we're short half of our police force this weekend. You know, and this is coming during a year where we have in Chicago and across a lot of the country really elevated levels of gun violence.
Yes. What happens to officers who choose to go on unpaid leave? And I have just under a minute with you.
Yeah. So if officers refuse to update their, you know, tell the city their vaccination status, they will not be paid, which obviously means they won't work. You know, Catanzara said he doesn't believe that it'll last more than 30 days. I don't know where he's getting that number from. They will keep their health insurance. And they just won't be working, which will mean that police districts are half as full. We've got city council members here in Chicago who are warning that there's going to be chaos and even more violence in Chicago if that happens.
Patrick Smith is a reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Patrick, thank you so much for this update, and we'll be following this story.
Thanks for having me.